Welcome to Explore Radio Origins. I'm Kellen McGee. Ketones are small molecules your liver makes from fats. They've featured in popular diets recently, but they first drew attention in the 1920s when clinicians found that some children with epilepsy recovered on the zero-sugar ketogenic diet, but nobody knew why.
The brain ordinarily loves to work on sugar, but if ketones are available, the brain uses those first.
Joseph LaManna, professor of physiology and biophysics at the Case Western Reserve School of Medicine, was studying how glucose, or sugar, gets into the brain from the blood when he realized he actually had a clue for why the ketogenic diet worked.
There's this thing called a glucose transporter at the blood-brain barrier, and its job is to take glucose on one side and bring it into the brain. What we wondered was whether or not the infants who were having the seizures had a problem getting glucose into their brain. And later it turned out that they're missing half of their transporters.
Suddenly, LaManna and his colleagues had an actual chemical explanation.
It's really supply and demand. And even though they don't quite have enough glucose, they have plenty if they have the ketones. And these kids, if they're not treated, they're going to have developmental disabilities for life. But if you put them on the ketones, it's like night and day.
Explore Radio Origins is produced by the Institute for the Science of Origins at Case Western Reserve University and WASU.